yeah. Welcome to my home. Come on in. It's Rosie on the house this gorgeous Arizona Saturday morning. An Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 28 years where we invite you into our house. You feel free to give us a ring if you hear anything during the next 4 hours that you'd like to join the conversation and help us discuss our way through it. It's a toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. In the 7 o'clock hour, it's kind of our Arizona Magazine feature where we're talking about things going on around Arizona. There is a great event if you're in the Phoenix metro area today. It's called the Maricopa County Master Gardeners 15th Annual Real Gardens for Real People Tour. And Romy will actually be broadcasting live in the 8 o'clock outdoor living hour from one of those particular gardens. You have to get to Sonoran Sky Elementary School. That's on Sweetwater, just east of Scottsdale Road. Tickets today are $30. It goes from 9 to 4. And you will get a map, and you will actually drive yourself to each one of 8 different gardens. And they are real gardens done by real people.
And each home is actually owned by a master gardener, so you really have a treat ahead of you.
We got to do the pre-treat.
We did, and it starts at Sonoran Sky because they have a wonderful garden on the west side of the property that they've built for the children, and each class gets to come out once a week and be in the garden. They do science experiments and watch things grow and take care of the garden, and it's just a lovely little environment. It's a real retreat.
And then you have a map, and you just go to the next house and the next house and the next house. And there's about 5 or 6 that are located there really close and tight. That first house we went to was gorgeous, and I thought it was just done so tasteful. It had so many colors in it. And I mean, it was like we were being attacked by the waves of hummingbirds she had in her yard.
She had lots of hummingbirds, attracting flowers. She had an entire block wall painted like an deep ocean blue, a little whimsy in the yard. And I felt that each of the gardens was just very well groomed. Sometimes you go to those places, you know, those kind of homes, and there's just so much. But it was done so well, and you could really see each thing. I did notice that anytime they planted out front, there was a lot of little cages for the plants because the bunnies are so prolific this year. So you just learn a lot of things. You can talk to them, find out the names of the different plants and how to care for them, and just get lots of good tips.
Each yard, when we toured it last week just to see what was going on, each yard had master gardeners in the yard answering questions for anybody that was there. So it's really like, what's that plant, and what kind of care does it take, and where do you get it, and how big will it get, and all that kind of stuff. So I love the title of it. It's Real Gardens for Real People Tour. It's their 15th annual event. It is the primary fundraiser for the Maricopa County Master Gardener Program. So it's going to be super. They have 5 home gardens in the Northeast Valley, created and cared for by people just like you, plus the school garden at Sonoran Sky. Same-day tickets, $30.
And you just show up at Sonoran Sky, you can buy them there. And one of the homes had this garden tower, which I've always been curious about. It's the aquaponic garden that you grow. It's vertical. And there were several people saying that they had them and had used them and really loved them. But if you don't like to dig, or you can't get down your hands and knees anymore and don't like to dig in the soil, it's all aquaponic. The vegetables out of there were beautiful. You can move it around for the different seasons. It just rolls around your back porch.
And I just noticed one small note here. Cash or check only? $30. Okay. So there you go. Great event. Like I say, Romy will be broadcasting live from one of those gardens in the 8 o'clock hour, taking your calls on landscape and gardening in the 8 o'clock hour. We're highlighting Gila County this particular month.
There's so much to Gila County. I think we could stay here all year. That's one of your stomping grounds.
Well, we know it well. We spend a lot of time in Gila County. We really do. I love the Tonto Basin area. I love Cherry Creek area. Some people say the Sierra Anchas. Some people say the Sierra Ancas, you know, the Matazals. A lot of great horse riding country. Mm-hmm. A lot of great old historic ranches and stuff. But the most important thing that they have going on right now is in July, or actually it's in August. I'm going to say it's in August.
And what is it?
It's the Payson Book Festival.
I told you that's in July.
Yeah, well, let's tell everybody it's in August.
Why?
So I can have full pick of all the books
before
everybody else gets
there. Only if you get
there.
Your public library started first. Rosie Romero's public library. You may not bring any more home.
This is all Arizona authors that will be there. This is awesome. And it's not all history. You know, you've got Jinx and Jane Pyle, who are great Arizona history writers. You got Buckshot Dot going to be there. But I've got books by a lot of these authors that I'm going to be like a little groupie. I'm gonna bring the books.
Take your
and
books
see
and
if
have,
I,
them
have them signed.
Signed.
Yeah. But it's the Payson Book Festival, July 23rd. It is July 23rd. I'm not teasing. July 23rd, 2016, from 9 to 4, Gila Community College on Mud Springs Road, presented by the Arizona Professional Writers and Gila Community College. I'm really looking forward. I've already started selling some tools to get cash heavy. I'm gonna have shopping carts of books coming out of that book festival.
I'm afraid so.
Well, some of the best books I bought are about that area. The book Hash Knife Cowboy. If you want a great book to read about Arizona history and just about the kind of people that made up early Arizona, find the book Hash Knife Cowboy.
You always thought it was written by a cowboy.
I thought it was written by Mac Hughes.
But it was actually written by his wife. She did an excellent job portraying his life as a young man in that area.
Yeah, she tells
Hash Knife
it.
Ranch.
She tells it first story in his role.
First person.
Yeah, first person. Thank you. Yeah. Great book, Hash Knife Cowboy. Another great one is the Pioneers of the Rim, the Haught family. That's a great story. So many, the Pleasant Valley Wars by Jinx Pyle on the Tewksbury and Grahams, another great book. Just tons of great information in, out, about, and around Gila County. And I think a lot of people drive through Gila County. They're on their way to Heber Overgaard. They're on their way to Sholo. They're going through Salt River Canyon or up Beeline Highway, and they're going through Gila, which I guess is okay because that leaves it a little bit more vacant for those of us who have come to love Gila County.
One of the ways you can really learn about an area on a more of a personal and story level is cookbooks. You know, a lot of times you go into a restaurant and
yeah,
even
never,
on the back
I
of the menu.
I never hear you complaining about how many cookbooks you have.
Well, I guess we have collected a few. You had this one signed for me at La Posada in Winslow, from the Turquoise Room. And it has the history of that particular restaurant, the Harvey girls, the train coming through,
that's different owners. That's some fine
the restoration,
dining right there.
And it's all five-star dining, so the recipes in there are to die for.
Their game recipes in particular are delicious.
Yes, they are. And they have. Then we also bought a cookbook recently from Arizona Highways.
Yeah, Wynn Holden brought that in when we had him on air.
Arizona's best recipes from all over the state. Good way to learn your geography. And then just a couple weeks last month when we were on a site at the Capitol Museum, you disappeared into the bookstore and came out with Taste Treasures done by the Arizona Historical Society. And the recipes are from famous restaurants, resorts, all over the state, broken up between the northern, central, and southern Arizona restaurants. But speaking of Gila County, guess what I found?
You stumbled on this one.
This is gold. This is gold. We found the story of Nancy Shepherd as we were digging through Gila County, and she's known. She's a trick rider.
Yeah.
In her 90s now, and she holds a record for riding a running horse, standing up, and twirling two ropes. That was her trick. And so she put together a cookbook of these stunt people from all over the country, actually, but half of them are just like from the Globe area and the Gila County area. Just some wonderful stories. I just kind of wanted to tell you about a couple of them real quick here.
These are all families that have been there forever.
And some of them are ranchers. There's a couple saddle makers, but the majority of them are stunt people and have made the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
And the book
National
is
Cowgirl.
What?
She created this book, Riding, Roping, and Recipes.
Riding, Roping, and Recipes.
I got it from cowboybookworm.com.
Okay.
And it came signed.
Okay.
Precious.
Fantastic.
The pictures in here are worth the book of the stunt riders and the things that they did. We just don't have a lot of that kind of stuff now.
You know, we were at the horse show just two weekends ago, and we watched the jumping. I don't think I saw a horse there that could jump over a Chevrolet Bel Air coupe. And there's a picture in there of a woman jumping over a Chevy Bel Air.
Well, one of the first stories in the book is Leon and Vicky Adams. They used to do the Wild West show, and he would ride two Brahma bulls, Roman style. And he actually had this bull. Another trick he did was have the bull jump a Cadillac. So, I mean, the stories are endless. It's just great. The Hash Knife Cowboy, the Hughes have a recipe in there. The Ellison Ranch. You know, that family goes back to 1885. From a Civil War veteran, Colonel Jesse Ellison, drove 1,800 head of cattle into the area. And they have a couple of recipes in there. So you can learn just a little bit about the area and the history of it just by reading these little biographies.
Located on the beautiful watershed of Cherry Creek. I had to walk out to Cherry Creek one time, and Mr. Ellison was there, and he fixed me a peanut butter jelly sandwich, and he had a two-way radio, and he was able to call the sheriff, and they sent somebody to pick me up.
Well, that was a ways back, huh?
That was back in the late 60s, yeah.
Yeah.
But he had a nice garden, I'll tell you that. He had a beautiful garden.
Still there.
The Ellison Ranch.
And so the last one I wanted to tell you about was Dixie, the Mosleys, Dixie and Bill Mosley. And she's the one actually that you saw in the book jumping the car on her horse.
Okay.
And their recipe is barbecue. So I cooked the barbecue this week. We had it last night.
That was good barbecue.
It was barbecue, and good barbecue. And we're going to be introducing Joni Simon here in a few minutes, our food blogger and lover. And we're going to be talking some more about barbecue.